from the studios of NPR West. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, if you convert to Islam at the point of a gun, does that mean you really are converted?
First, President Bush today delivered the first of a series of speeches on Iraq and terrorism leading up to the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The president spoke today to the American Legion Convention in Salt Lake City.
When terrorists murder at the World Trade Center, or car bombers strike in Baghdad, or hijackers plot to blow up planes over the Atlantic, or terrorist militias shoot rockets at Israeli towns, they are all pursuing the same objective: to turn back the advance of freedom and impose a dark vision of tyranny and terror across the world.
The president's speech today follows remarks this week by other members of the administration, including Vice President Cheney and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. I'm joined now by John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. And John, did you hear anything new in what the president said today?
It wasn't terribly new. It was a packaging of some old themes and again, this strategy of talking about Iraq as central in the war on terror. It was more muted in the tone than the speeches that Vice President Cheney gave and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. It was even more muted than the president's previous speeches. The president used to talk about his political opponents wanting to cut and run, that loaded phrase talking about Iraq. Today, the president said that his opponents have a sincere and patriotic worldview, but then he went on to say they're just wrong.
And what does he hope to accomplish with this latest series of talks?
Well, this is a strategy we've seen before. He's trying to open the aperture, to get people to think about Iraq in the context of a larger struggle against extremism, whether that applies to Iran's nuclear ambitions or Hezbollah's attacks in Lebanon or the attempted plane bombing. And what he's trying to do is convince people that the daily messy violence they see in Iraq is worth it in light of this larger historical struggle.
And this is not the first time that he's made these kinds of speeches. In fact, this is the third series of Iraq speeches the president has given in the last year. What are the effects of these series of speeches?
Usually he gets a kind of a short-term boost, small. They're not really enduring. But in an election year, these speeches can be effective if Republicans who have been in a bit of a funk are reminded why they like this president. And for those who feel like the party's been on the ropes, they see these speeches and they feel like, well, now the president's pushing back against his critics.
And politically, will they have an effect on the midterm elections? Will it help fellow Republicans?
We're not sure. The president is certainly thinking about the midterms. They certainly think that talking about Iraq forcefully and painting the Democrats as weak on this position will help. And this is a very political president. But he also believes Republicans are the ones who can handle these issues better. But there's a part of his speech that is also about the president looking to history. He talked about the wide sweep of history in his first inaugural address before 9/11. And so this kind of grand rhetoric that we heard today is very much in keeping with that.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. Thank you, John.
Thank you.